The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, fascinating study in the New England Journal of Medicine this week. People who drank one or more cups of coffee each day lose on average 36 minutes of sleep compared with those who don't over a two-week period. Sleep practitioner, researcher, author Lucy Wolfe joins us. Now, Lucy, are you shocked at this?
I'm not particularly shocked by it, no, but I guess it's a lot of sleep loss, isn't it, if you work that out over a week and then over a year.
Yeah, there is a catch, though. Apparently, people who drink coffee also are more active. They take an average of 1,000 more steps, the equivalent of walking about half a mile per day.
Yeah, that's right. It's funny, isn't it? And that particular study just did show that those who were the caffeine drinkers, coffee in this case, were exactly that. They're more active. And of course, we do know that the caffeine has benefits, you know, sharper focus and enhanced mental well-being and, you know, associated with longevity as well. However, we could say the same for sleep having those properties, you know, that getting good sleep, good quality of sleep and good amount of sleep, that has the same impact too.
Now, you are a lover of caffeine, but you are currently, you've had a conscious uncoupling from caffeine.
I'm sober, let's say. Exactly that. I went on a journey, let's say. My own sleep was deeply affected. And as a practitioner, I'd kind of done everything I could think of. I'd done all of the guidance that I would give and have read. And the last thing I needed to change was my caffeine intake. I'd had a love affair with coffee for about 30 years. I would have had maybe 2 cups a day. I would always follow that guidance of being over quite early in the day, which is another part of the guidance anyway, like because of the half-life of caffeine. And my sleep was still really impacted. So I slowly uncoupled, as you say, over the course of about a month. And what I noticed afterwards was two interesting things. Firstly, my sleep did improve. So I felt like my sleep was deeper, more restful. But more interestingly, in that first month, I was falling asleep everywhere.
No way.
Like anytime I sat down, anytime I went on a journey in a car, someone else driving, a train, into the cinema, I was just falling asleep. But it did pass. But I was interested that the caffeine was acting at such a mask of, let's say, my own tiredness.
Okay, that's really interesting. Can I ask you, I've a really good friend. We're going to call her Ciara, not her real name. And she may or may not present the show alongside me. She drinks a lot of cups of coffee every day. Would you have any advice for Ciara?
Well, you see, this is the thing. Your caffeine intake is going to be really individual to you. So the way you metabolize it indicates whether you are going to be impacted by it, or your sleep is going to be impacted by it. So it's a certain gene type, apparently. So if it's not impacting Ciara's life,
I think it might be impacting my life, Lucy. Sorry, I mean Kira's life, not her real name.
Well, I suppose you could join me, Ciara, and become caffeine free. I don't suggest that you do it.
She's
nodding.
She's
suddenly
shaking her head.
You know that
here
expression that the NRA use, from my cold dead hands.
Okay, that's fair enough. But you could do all the other things. Well, it's a hard one. It took me a long time to come to the conclusion. And I suppose just on that, when you are drinking it, the clearance is a bit, the suggestion in the most recent meta-analysis is that we give about 9 hours clearance between the last cup and sleep time.
And sleep, because I was going to ask you as a kind of final question, like the advice to people. So 9 hours, so you're going to bed at 11 o'clock. You're saying don't have coffee after 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Now, again, everyone is different. And of course, it's not just about the last cup. It's also about how much coffee you're drinking. So the recommendation is about 400 milligrams in a day. But just be mindful that, you know, your over-the-counter coffee is generally a much higher amount than, let's say, that you're making in your own kitchen.
I have to say, Ciara's coffee is so unbelievably weak. I take it about 10 cups.
I knew he was going to do this. I have about 10 cups.
Honestly, it's rotten.
But you have all the benefits, Ciara, the sharp focus, the mental well-being, the protection.
1,000 more steps.
1,000 more steps. 1,000 more cups.
Exactly.
I mean, steps.
Lucy, great to chat to you. Thanks a million for the advice. Lucy Wolfe there, sleep practitioner, researcher and author.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.